In November 1961, President John F. Kennedy created USAID, the United States Agency for International Development, one of this country's first such efforts with no military component.
The goals that USAID is considering right now are to reduce poverty by half, the extreme poverty that haunts the third world especially, by 2030.
Brady Deaton chairs the Board of International Food and Development, which supports the collaboration of colleges and universities on projects with USAID.
We know that by 2050, we're looking to have somewhere between 9 and 10 billion people in the world.
And all of them will have to eat.
But with the science that we have and the knowledge base, we have the potential of virtually eliminating extreme poverty and hunger from the world. And this is the first time in history, this era, that one can say that.
That knowledge is the direct product of academics from colleges and universities all over the country working on solutions. They gathered in Blacksburg at Virginia Tech recently to share their success stories. Take the efforts in sub-Saharan Africa, where an invasive plant native to parts of the American South and South America had all but destroyed the agricultural economy there. It's similar to ragweed, and here it's called parthenium.
In other countries, it is called farmacisa, which means give away your land.
Wandy Mercy directs the Agricultural Research Center at Virginia State University.
Once this plant gets into the field, it displaces the native plants and also displaces the pasture grasses, which the livestock depend.
So after a testing period and quarantine, Mercy's team introduced the invasive species' arch enemy, a leaf-eating beetle. While the insect will never eradicate parthenium, it will keep it at bay.
In sub-Saharan Africa, weeding is primarily done by women and children. So when you introduce this kind of control measure, it will relieve the women and the children to do other things, other productive things.
And it's outcomes like that that lead to the next rung on the ladder, economic development and sustainability. Take this project in Nepal that's helping farmers deal with climate change. Ajay Jha directs the Institute for Global Agriculture and Technology Transfer at Colorado State University.
Nepal has the biggest challenge. What they grow is not enough nutritious protein. And especially the women and children, they require for their growth and development.
And already, says Professor Jha, more than a quarter of Nepali children die before they reach the age of 6.
So we started the kitchen garden program so that at least the family can grow 5 or 6 kind of variety of vegetables so they can consume themselves, but the surplus they can bring into the marketplace. So we require that kind of a momentum. So we don't say that we'll solve all the problem. And I think it's a win-win situation for both the countries wherever we go. We don't go to take over.
Small steps and small-scale economic and agricultural development projects like these don't get the amount of attention American military maneuvers do, even as their benefits redound to the wider world. And says Chairman of the Board for International Food and Agricultural Development, Brady Deaton, they don't cost nearly as much.
We actually spend far less than 1% of our budget on foreign aid. And most people, if you ask that question, they'll give you a much higher figure than that.
I'm Robbie Harris.